This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation by China, with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism, and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Yun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Defence Ministers' meeting in China. India has held discussions with Russia over the supply of S-400 systems, Su-30 MKI upgrades and procurement of critical military hardware in expeditious time frames. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had a bilateral meeting with his Russian counterpart Andrei Bedosov in Qingdao on the sidelines of SCO, Defence Ministers' meeting. The two ministers held in-depth discussions on a range of issues covering current geopolitical situations, cross-border terrorism and Indo-Russian defence cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India has not signed the joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defence Ministers meeting in China, as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said if there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document, India will not sign it.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you're not allowing a reference to that, so I think it is very understandable. And sarv sahmati se SCO chalta hai. To ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona hai. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai wo statement nahi manenge.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed his joy over India being designated as the host country for the 2029 World Police and Fire Games. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that it is a moment of great pride for every citizen. He remarked that India winning the prestigious bid to host the event is a global recognition of its sprawling sports infrastructure. The Home Minister added that Ahmedabad being selected as the venue for the event, which brings together police, fire and disaster services to compete in more than 50 sports, is a testament to the city's rising stature as a sporting destination. President Draupadi Murmu has said that a strong micro, small and medium enterprises MSME ecosystem is essential for the sustainable economic development of the country, as it is a strong pillar of the country's economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the president said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country. The world-famous annual Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra and Devi Subhadra began in Puri today. The holy town of Puri is witnessing an overwhelming spiritual spectacle as the Yatra began with grandeur and devotion. Lakhs of devotees from across India and abroad have gathered to participate in this sacred event. As part of its liquidity management operations, the Reserve Bank of India conducted a 7-day variable rate reverse repo auction to absorb excess liquidity from the banking system. Out of the 1 lakh crore rupees notified amount, the central bank received and accepted bids worth 84,975 crore rupees from participating banks and financial institutions. The variable rate reverse repo is a short-term tool under RBI's liquidity adjustment facility used to absorb surplus liquidity at market-driven rates. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended the week's last trading session on a positive note, rising for fourth consecutive day. Both the indices closed with modest gains of over 0.3% amid positive global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 303 points to close at 84,059. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 gained 89 points to settle at 25,638. And that is the end of this news bulletin.